I'm Layla, and welcome back to the Lockhart Podcast. Today, I want to talk about the push through for God's miracles. Push through for God's miracles. Right now in this season, there is so much going on. There's a lot of distractions. There's a lot of hindrances. But the Lord is saying, push through so that we can see His miracles. There have been some promises that the Lord has given you. He has given you dreams or visions. You have heard something that you know specifically is from the Lord. And He is saying, don't worry, I will fulfill my promises. I will show you these things in which I have for you. Do not give up. Hold on. You're literally right around the corner. You're going to see what you have been waiting for. And sometimes it's hard to honestly sit there and wait. Like, I'm not even gonna lie. Sometimes I'm like, okay, Lord, I've been waiting. It's been how many years? Or okay, God, I know you said this and this season. Okay, so when does this season end? Or okay, I know I'm not crazy because, Lord, I know you said this. So I'm just waiting for it to pass. And in the time of waiting, the Lord teaches us not only character, but patience, endurance, that strengthens our character. He knows the right timing for which He does things. He is pulling out some things in you. That way, when the timing is perfect, He can bless you with it. A lot of times we are like, okay, God, I am ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. And then it comes and you're like, wow, okay. Now I see why I waited for this, because I don't think I am really mentally ready for that. Everything doesn't have to always be spiritually ready, but mentally, physically, they're all tied into each other, where God's like, I'm going to make you ready in all areas to receive this blessing. And a lot of times we have to not only hold on to God's word, but encourage one another through God's word to know that, okay, God, you're going to do exactly what you said and exactly what you promised. And I know in due time it will happen. Not everybody may see your vision. Not everyone may understand what you're going through or what God has planned for you, that He may specifically given you just that hope or just that vision or that dream that you know is to come to pass. I remember when the Lord was showing me in due season that what I prayed for was coming. And I remember, I'll never forget this. At the time I was praying for a place. I just got out of college and I really wanted to live in this apartment with me and my sister. And you know, Miami is expensive. It has gotten expensive more so over the years. And I remember praying for this apartment. I really want this for me and my sister, that it'll be fully furnished and everything. I mean, I just laid it out on the table. And one day I was in prayer with others and someone got up and said, hey, someone's praying for an apartment, but the Lord wants to bless you with the house. And immediately I knew that she was talking about me, because literally I was just on my knees praying for this apartment. And she's like, the Lord wants to bless you with the house. And in that, after I left them and I went home and I got in my quiet space and I said, Lord, forgive me for thinking too small. Forgive me for thinking too small, because what you have for me is so much more greater that I couldn't even fathom or to think or to know. Oh my goodness, a house? It would never even cross my mind. And God is so amazing. In 2017, when that word was spoken from that lady to say, and I know she was saying it out of obedience. She's just like, hey, someone's praying for an apartment, but you need to pray for a house, because God's like, I'm gonna bless you with the house. And later on that year, it was in that same year, I ended up being blessed with the house. How amazing that, you know, the Lord knows what we need, even when we wait for Him and His promises to be fulfilled. During that time, I really had to push through, because I didn't understand. Okay, I'm looking at my finances and my finances does not say house. Okay, my finances say maybe an apartment. But then, you know, when you look at rent and mortgage, the difference wasn't so different. But then also, I didn't know that the Lord was moving me as well. He's like, I'm moving you out of this circumstance. This is all within like a few months of each other. I think she said this maybe February or March of 2017. I was blessed with the house in September of 2017. So God is just that good. And again, my mindset was thinking too small. How many times have we thought something that we really, really wanted and God's like, whatever. I'm going to bless you with more. This is what you think, but this is what I know. And because I know you, let me bless you more than you can ever think. You know, I think about Solomon and when he asked God for wisdom, and God was so moved. It was so awe-inspiring to him. He's like, you know what? I know that you prayed for wisdom, but you know what? Because you prayed for wisdom, I'm going to give you more than what you prayed for. I'm going to give you riches and glory. I'm going to give you honor. I'm going to give you these things, everything else that you didn't pray for, because I want to bless you more abundantly. The Lord is saying, I want to bless you more abundantly, more than what your mind can think. Ears have not heard, eyes have not seen, for what the Lord is getting ready to do in your life. And I had to say this because I need you to push for all the mothers out there. First of all, happy belated Mother's Day, but to push and labor. I remember one time I thought I was pregnant, and when I took the pregnancy test, I wasn't pregnant. And then I'm like, okay, God, I really thought I was. And the Lord said, you are. It was a spiritual birth. It was a spiritual birth. I was pregnant for 9 months. I was pregnant in the deliveries of what God had to do spiritually in my life, for what the Lord was breaking me from, for what the Lord was delivering me from, for the ideas and for the things, the businesses, whatever the Lord was giving me. And he's like, you are pregnant spiritually, but now I need you to push. You know, so funny. I feel like it's the last round, or when you're super close to the finish line, I need to make it. But you know, sometimes it's so hard in that last year, last week, last month of anything. When anything is just about to be over, it always seems like it's just a little bit more harder than how it began. And again, even in birth and pregnancy, to push through when it's time for that baby to come out, to push. And God is saying, push through so that way you can see my miracles. If you just don't give up, if you hold on to the promises of the Lord, just to keep going. And I know at times it's so hard to keep going. Oh my goodness. I have to encourage myself, like, okay, Layla, don't give up. It's going to be all right. It's going to be okay. You know, just hold on. You know, sometimes you got to talk to yourself, and you have to talk to yourself out loud just to have that encouraging moment. I talk to myself all the time, you know. Well, I don't know if that's a little weird, but sometimes I have to, just to keep my mind sane. A lot of times we are our own cheerleader. We are our own cheerleader. We are rooting for ourselves because we may not get others around us rooting for our success. And that's okay. Everyone who's in your circle may not always agree with you, but you know who's right there cheering you on? The Lord and his angels, the Lord and his armies. He is the Lord of hosts. He is continuing to root for us. He is saying, keep going. The battle has already been won. We are already victorious. If you read all the way to the end, all the way to Revelation, guess what? We win. We that are in Christ Jesus, we win. God has already defeated our enemies. I love how the Lord speaks in the present tense. And it's so beautiful to know us as his children that he has already done. He's already done it already. His timing is always different from ours. What he thinks, what he knows is so, I don't even know a word for it, that it's just so remarkable how God operates. And here's poor little old us. We can't even fathom the thoughts of the Lord for what he has over our lives. Things of good that he has placed over us, so that way we know in Christ Jesus that he can do all that he has said to do. Because the Lord, what he has promised you will not be in vain. For he is not a man that he shall lie. If God said it, then so be it. That's always my thing. I'm like, you know what? If the Lord said it, then so be it. Because if God said it, who can reverse it? Who can reject it? A lot of times we can't even reverse what the Lord has for us, even in the different decisions that we have made. God's like, you know what? I'm going to bless you anyways. Okay. Even though I know you kind of got off track, I know you kind of did this, but you know what? I'm going to bless you anyways because I was already going to do it. The beautiful thing about the Lord is that even in that, there's still repentance. Okay, God, forgive me. I've went off the wrong track. I made a poor decision. I didn't make the right decision. God, forgive me. I repent. Please, Lord. And he has the ability to put us back on course. I think about this dream that I had. And in the dream, I was getting ready to get on the train. But in getting on the train, I was getting ready to go to class and I needed my homework right? Like, I'm still out of school, but in the dream, I was in school apparently. And I needed to have my homework. And the homework assignment wasn't hard, but I left it at home. So now I'm on the train. I'm thinking that maybe no one else may have their homework assignment. But guess what? Everybody on the train has their homework with them. So basically, the homework assignment was to plant a plant inside of this vase. So the vase already had soil in it. And it was to plant this plant because the plant was it wasn't a seed. It wasn't a seed. It was already a plant. It wasn't like a full grown, but it wasn't a baby either. It was like right in the middle. And it was to put it in this pot, decorate the pot, and then bring it to school. And that was your assignment. And, you know, that could have easily been a simple A. So I had the materials. I had the plant. I had the pot. I even had the markers and the crayons, whatever, to decorate it. But in the dream, I didn't bring it with me. So now I'm on the train, don't have my homework, and the train is going in the right direction, but I have to get off because I don't have my assignment. So I end up getting off the train. I had to ride another train to go back home, get the plant so I can get back on the train to go where I need to go. So the Lord is saying that I didn't have everything. I was there for the train, right? I was on time for the train, but I didn't have the necessary materials. See, this is why the Lord is saying it's not always in what we think and how we believe and how we feel. God is like, if you do the assignment that I'm giving you, first of all, the assignment's not even that hard. So do the assignment that I'm giving you so I can bless you. So that way you can see my miracle. See, I didn't have my plan, right? But I had the materials. God gives us materials for success. He gives you all that what you need in his kingdom to be successful. We just got to put the pieces together, right? We got to put the plant in the pot, decorate the pot, and bring it to class. We have to know that God said it's already done. Just put it together. You have all that you need and take it with you. So that way you can be blessed. The assignment is not hard. The assignment's not even that difficult. God is just saying, I just need you to do it. I think a lot of times that's where obedience comes in. I just need you to do it. How many of you know that, okay, there's something that has been pressing on your heart and you have not done it yet? That's like a lot of us, honestly. I'm so guilty. That's probably why I had that dream. He's like, Layla, go and do what I told you to do so that way I can bless you. But me, I'm so tired. I'm so this, I have to do that. I have to get this and have a baby with my husband. Da, 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 da. You know, it almost becomes overwhelming and overbearing. And God's like, remove all of those emotions, right? Out of the way. So that way you can see and hear clearly. A lot of times we are affected about how we feel in the moment. Well, I don't feel like doing that. Well, I'm too tired for that. And God's like, okay, all right. I see you didn't push through. Hey, I didn't see that you didn't push through to see your miracle. But God said, push. Okay, yes, you have this, you have that. But guess what? I gave it all to you because I know that you can balance it. I know that you can balance it. I know that you can handle it. You can do it all because I have given it to you. For a reason and for a season. Not everything lasts always, but in these moments of trials, tribulations, adversity, God gives us just a tad bit more, but he's building us up. In the waiting time, he is building that endurance so that way we can push through to see God's miracle. So Lord, I thank you for today. I thank you for what was brought and said on today, Lord God. I pray that everyone listening is blessed by this, Lord God. I pray that we all push through to see the miracles of you. Lord God, I ask that you touch everyone, Lord God, and where they are, Lord God, and who they are, Lord God, that the promises of you will be fulfilled in their life. Lord God, we thank you for the blessings. We thank you for the losses, but we also thank you for the gains. We thank you for everything and who you are, Lord God. That nothing can stop you, not even ourselves. But God, we repent before your kingdom. Forgive us for our transgressions and our iniquities, our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for you are the God. Hallelujah. For you are the Son. Oh, hallelujah. You are Jesus Christ who can pull us through. You said, do not be afraid, for you are with us, and that we will never be discouraged because God, we give it to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. I hope you guys were blessed by this, and I can't wait to see you again in the next Lockhart podcast.